Haramai, good morning. This is Judith Leigh welcoming you to Manx Radio and to the podcast of this week's edition of At Your Service. Manx Radio. Today is the first day of the season that the Christian Church calls Advent, the 4 weeks leading up to the great feast of Christmas. And our programme today is an Advent celebration in words and music. And there must surely be only one way to start, with a thrilling version of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Rejoice, rejoice,
O come, O come, Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us, not a remote figure, but a God who walks beside us through life. And the word Advent literally means coming, although a former Bishop of Sodor and Man, the Right Reverend Robert Patterson, once offered another meaning.
You know what the word Advent means? It comes from the Latin adverso, which means to crowd out Christ with activities of doubtful worth.
And in a way, it's true, isn't it? We can get so caught up in the preparations for a material Christmas that we have no time to pause and reflect on the first coming of Jesus Christ as a baby, a human just like us. Then when he grew up and began his preaching ministry, his radical teachings so threatened the leaders of his time that the fully human Jesus Christ was put to death, death on a cross. But 3 days later, he was alive again to show that all who follow him can share this everlasting life. So with this in mind, Advent is also a time to think about that second coming. Jesus said repeatedly that he would come back to earth to draw his followers into the kingdom of God. And so each Advent is also a chance for me to think if the life I'm living is truly the life of a follower of Christ. Christian churches everywhere will have a special Advent Sunday service today, and I thought it might be a good opportunity to delve into my archives and share highlights from Advent services that we've recorded in past years. So, join me now as we travel back in time. We're going to the Cathedral in Peel for an Advent Sunday service recorded in 2006. The Cathedral Singers, conducted by Mr. Oliver King and accompanied by organist Mr. Nigel Pemberton, lead the singing of some well-loved Advent hymns and anthems. Canon Brian Kelly leads the prayers, and Old and New Testament Bible readings tell the story of the coming of Jesus Christ. The readers are Mrs. Betty Deans, David Ballantyne, Canon Duncan Whitworth, Mrs. Helen Parry and Dr. Fenella Bazin. There's also an item by the Manx Children's Choir under the direction of Mrs. Adele Parsons and accompanied on this recording by Mrs. Jennifer Bird. In the Manx carvel, Arian Bashti, John the Baptist announces the arrival of the Messiah, and it's sung by Sarah Hewson and Julie Matthews of Manx Choir Kirjin Kujak.
As we enter, eager and expectant, into this solemn season of Advent, looking forward to the birth of the Christ child, let us renew in ourselves that vision of God's perfect kingdom, which is the end of all our strivings and the consummation of God's loving purposes for us. In sorrow and penitence, we confess our failures and shortcomings, and seek pardon for those sins which frustrate his redemptive purposes and hinder the advent of his reign of love. So in prayer, praise, and song do we give voice to the hope set forth in the Scriptures that his kingdom shall come, and as we prepare for that day to dawn upon us from on high, so we commend ourselves and the whole human family to his keeping. May he guide us into the way of peace, give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, and kindle in us the fire of his love. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus.
The first reading is taken from the 11th chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah. The prophet foretells a kingdom of righteousness. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole, and the weaned child shall put his hand in the viper's den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand as a banner to the people. For the Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. This is the word of the Lord.
The second reading is taken from the 23rd chapter of the book of the prophet Jeremiah. The Lord promises to send his people a righteous king. I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I have driven them, and bring them back to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. I will set up shepherds over them who will feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, nor shall they be lacking, says the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper, and execute judgment and righteousness in the earth. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell safely. Now this is his name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that they shall no longer say, as the Lord lives who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, but as the Lord lives who brought up and led the descendants of the house of Israel from the north country and from all the countries from where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. This is the word of the Lord.
Lik du net vole kroten tjernen huljen hjertler di, glom måle pris, pris måle glotte ise kris maki. Koi høge hakte makros hin de kjarte kere ha, uns pure Spirit Elias Fay, as Nazarite fine frame, tre lehin vai boren tell, com os an ezak fain. She col rit lech lui cam o vei, as Christ liam a chevain, e vega locust in as mil fain,
The third reading is taken from the third chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. John the Baptist proclaims the gospel of repentance and heralds the way of Christ. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." And John himself was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore bear fruits worthy of repentance, and do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now, the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clean out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. This is the word of the Lord.
Faden your magazine de soccer as briac jay quoi vei. Ni eion cris ne elias, grey hunt abash de manach nei. Do te agent et fit me oi, pe hoge feather you. The chrome of the sheaves, the age, the red, couldn't it handle.
The angel Gabriel announces the conception of Jesus. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. This is the word of the Lord.
Oh,
sixth reading is taken from the fourth chapter of St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. The Lord is at hand. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
That was the Manx Children's Choir drawing together the past, the present and the future in One Day in Time.
Let us pray. O Lord, you have set before us the great hope that your kingdom shall come on earth and have taught us to pray for its coming. Give us grace to discern the signs of its dawning and to work for the perfect day when your will shall be done on earth as it is in heaven.
That's where we must leave our nostalgic celebration of Advent in words and music, recorded in the Cathedral in Peel in 2006. And if you'd like to share in an Advent service in the Cathedral, the service this year is at 5:30 in the Cathedral in Peel, and it promises to be a very peaceful and musical celebration. And Manx Festival Chorus have their Christmas concert this evening in St Matthew's Church on the North Quay here in Douglas, starting at 7 o'clock. The soloists are Jane Main and Graham Crowe, the conductor is John Riley and the accompanist Marilyn Kizak. Admission payable on the door is £10 for adults and just £2 for children. And there'll be festive refreshments served after the concert. And that's all that we've time for now, but there'll be more notice board news tonight on Sundown, so do please join me at 9 o'clock to share a mix of easy listening music to round off your weekend. And do please email me if you've got some news for the notice board. My email address is judithleigh@manxradio.com. So till whenever we meet again, this is Judith saying thank you for listening, and I wish you and those you love a blessed and happy Advent and a very good morning.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.